This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. The good news of salvation has come to us because God is love. Understanding this is foundational to grasping what God has taught us about loving each other. The phrase, taught by God, is found only once in the New Testament, here in 1 Thessalonians 4:9. He teaches us this vital truth in the Bible that he inspired. It's his love letter to mankind, especially to those who have trusted in him. He also teaches us about this truth through experiences he either sends our way or allows to come our way. In addition, he has done something that goes far beyond mere intellectual instruction. To each one who receives Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord, Paul says in Romans 5:5, God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. Let me expound on this verse. First, God gives the Holy Spirit to each one who trusts in his Son, Jesus Christ. When the Holy Spirit comes into our lives, he pours out his love into our hearts. The tense of the verb to pour is best translated, has poured and continues to pour. This picture is important to grasp. When the Holy Spirit comes into the heart of a new believer, he pours into his heart the agape love of God and continues to pour into his heart the agape love of God. We become a reservoir for an infinite supply of God's love. This love, then, is available for us to experience for ourselves and to express to others. We become a channel through which God, by His Spirit, loves others. Isn't that an exciting concept? Read again 1 Thessalonians 4:9-10. Let it sink in.